redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, the queue to get a meningitis B vaccine at the University of Kent has closed due to capacity. The uni says nursing staff are unable to see any more people within the clinic's remaining hours and will reopen tomorrow. More than 900 students have been vaccinated since the jabs rollout on campus began yesterday. 27 cases have been recorded in the county. Professor Robin Mays from the UK Health Security Agency.
This is a large and unprecedented outbreak. We have been mobilising lots of activity, as you've been hearing, including antibiotics and vaccination deployment. At the moment, we are watching the situation very carefully.
The UK's healthcare systems came close to collapse during the pandemic and only just coped. A report based on evidence from nearly 100 witnesses has concluded all four nations went into the crisis ill-prepared. The Bank of England's kept interest rates on hold at 3.75% while ripping up its inflation forecast. It previously estimated prices would be rising by around 2% later this year. But the Middle East conflict and the rising cost of energy mean it now expects a figure of 3.5%. Derek Licorice from Utilita Energy is predicting a 22% increase in household bills.
From the 1st of April, a prepayment customer will be spending about £1,597. They will see that increase to £1,949 on the 1st of July.
A teenage boy's died in a blaze at a block of flats in London, which started next to a fire station. It broke out in Southwark yesterday. From next month, the cost of a UK passport will exceed £100. The price is rising by 8%. As actor Val Kilmer is to appear in an action-adventure film a year after his death, a generative AI version of the star will feature in As Deep as the Grave. That's the latest. I'm Faye DeSilva.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio updates.
Following the government's announcement of support for low-income families using heating oil, the leader of Buckinghamshire Council, Stephen Broadbent, has called for greater clarity about how the scheme will operate locally. He said the council was requesting more information about the level of funding available, given that a higher proportion of residents... Payne will host another repair cafe in the Scout Hut on Southern Road this Saturday between 2 and 4pm. Their volunteers can usually fix small portable items such as toys, electrical and mechanical items, and do sewing repairs. The volunteers do their repair work free, but donations are requested to help with room hire and insurance costs.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A clear night ahead, so quite chilly again, with a minimum overnight low of 3 degrees. Friday may start with a little cloud, but that will burn off in the morning to leave us with another dry and sunny day, with a maximum daytime temperature a touch down on today at 15 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Red Kite Radio.
Thanks, Simon, and welcome along to Thursday afternoon.
Try to understand that certain feeling carved by another's hand. But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this.
She can't
When a Woman, that is Gabrielle. Before that, and Temptation.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Hello. National Laugh Day today. It is also Orange and Lemons Day and International Read to Me Day. Oh, does that mean I sit here and everybody reads to me? Apparently that's not how it works. Anyway, it is International Read to Me Day today. And of course, 19th of March means it is Thursday. One more day until the weekend. One more day. Is it me or is it... I didn't feel like it's been quite a long week this week. Anyway, in the news today, we have a prolonged hospital visit, and we ask, how many thumb push-ups can you do? I can tell you, it wouldn't be many, if any. That's all coming up. Plus, music on the way from Def Leppard, got Sting and the crazy world of Arthur Brown. All that more between now and 6 o'clock right here on Drive Time. But you know, life, it's like a minestrone.
Family and the boat. She takes the mickey out of all my phobias. Like
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
On the way, that is here 10 minutes past five. Fascinating facts where we can make you a genius. That is on the way, plus birthday corner. I did mention at the start of the show that we'll be asking later on how many thumb push-ups can you do. I've been challenged to do it because I did say I couldn't do that many, if any. So right, okay, in that case, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Right, okay, so let me move my chair out of the way. Clear a space on the floor, which in the radio studio is, let's face it, space is premium. Right, so here we go then. So, right, on the floor, into a pressure position. I've got my thumbs. Ow! Ow! Oh! No! Ow! Oh! No! Ow! I can't. Honestly, I can't do it. I can't do a thumb push-up. Anyway, how many thumb push-ups can you do? I'll be talking about that later on in the show. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown is here, the other side of the break, if I can still use my thumb.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
So much more than you bargained for. It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargained for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Red Kite Radio, free time.
Free time.
Red Kite Radio is your community radio station, and our sole reason to be here is to play classic hits for Tame and Haddenham and the surrounding villages and provide community news and information. We're a not-for-profit organisation and our station is manned by volunteers. We're always looking for new volunteers to support with admin tasks, reading or collecting the news and weather, and going to local events to promote the station. So if you have some time to spare, get in touch. We have a lot of fun and we love Tame, Haddenham and the villages. Contact at redkiteradio.com is our email address. That's contact at redkiteradio.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Chinner.
Red Kite Radio.
I am the god of hellfire and I bring you fire.
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Oh,
new from Def Leppard. It's called Rejoice. It is Thursday afternoon's drive time. A hospital over in Tennessee in America is suing a patient, saying that she's refusing to leave the hospital room. The hospital food there must be really good. Be like, I'm going. Don't want any more of your food. But she's still there. She was discharged in October last year. She is still there and has still not left her room, despite being officially discharged. So the hospital have sued her, ordering an injunction for her to vacate the hospital room and authorise the county sheriff's office to assist if necessary. So she was discharged on October the 6th after receiving hospital care and, say, so far, is still in her room, has not left her room. She's in room, if she's listening, she's in room 373 in Orlando in Florida. Although, let's face it, I guess she wouldn't be listening to this and she'd know that she was supposed to have gone a long time ago anyway. And she's still there, so the hospital are still taking action to manage to evict her. But yeah, maybe the hospital food there is just too good. That's what it is. Right. It's at the NHS over here, if you like. Please let me leave. Please let me leave. Right, Eurythmics. Here comes the rain again.
Thank you.
Kite Radio.
Take it to the limit. We're going to do that next after this. The brand new single. Yes! The brand new single from Squeeze. This is You Get a Feeling.
Nobody knows her real name. They call her Lucy Bourbon. She sings those melodies, I'm sure that you may know them. A Broadway song to fall in love, the blues when you have had enough. She's just the one for having fun. You get the feeling, you know you might be dreaming. Nobody is leaving, whisper in my ear, I love the feeling here. You sit down to your table, to jazz so cool and gentle. The saxes and the solo, it makes me sentimental. A tune to wash your dinner down, the music spins your head around. They've got the fox, you've got the hound. It's a paradise, a background for two lovers planning their honeymoon with gifts for one another. A sparkle in the French champagne, a kiss to whirl the night away. Together love could never change. You get the feeling, you know you might be dreaming. Nobody is leaving,
Squeeze, you get the feeling from the album Trixies, which is due for release. Sorry, it's already out. It's already out. Trixies is already out. That is the latest album from Squeeze. But right now, let's launch into Thursday's Fascinating Facts.
We've been here for billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big, and you are small, and what do you think of that? Major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
So, on this day, the 19th of March in 1994, the world's largest omelette was cooked up in Japan. It was at Yokohama in Japan, and it measured 1,383 square feet using approximately 160,000 eggs. It was supported by Watchmaker Swatch, and the massive dish was cooked to establish a new Guinness World Record, with some sources listed the weight as over 11 tons. The Apollo astronauts took geographical field trips to Iceland, as NASA believed the terrain there resembled the surface of the moon. And in 1980, Rosie Roots was declared the winner of the 84th Boston Marathon, but shortly lost her title after it was revealed she joined the race near the finish and ran only the final mile.
Fascinating, fascinating facts.
Just imagine the interviews for that, can't you? Oh, wow, you've run 26 and a half miles, yet you still look as fresh as a daisy. How do you do it? Well, you know, it's all in the car. Right, after the break, Sting is on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team and will work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
Come in, everyone ready?
Exciting!
Remembering how to prepare for a road trip is as easy as spelling it. T is for top up, like fuel, oil and screen wash. R is for rest, taking a break every 2 hours. I is for inspect, like your tyre pressure and tread. P is for prepare, being prepared for any weather. T-R-I-P. Remember that, and you're ready for a safe trip.
Are we ready?
Yes, Mum.
National Highways.
Listen. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Aston Sanford.
Red Kite Radio.
Science and progress.
on Drive Time. It's 10 minutes to 5. If the 19th of March, yes, it's the 19th of March, is your birthday, then happy birthday to you. And you share it with Bruce Willis. Yes, Bruce Willis, 71 today. Glenn Close is 79, and Ursula Andress is 90 years old today. 90 years old, Ursula Andress. Lenka is 48, and Gary Jules is 57. And today would have been the birthday of Patrick McGowan. Yes, the prisoner. Born on this day, 1928. He would have been 98 today. And Terry Hall. It would have been his birthday today. Was born in 1959, died in 22. But if he was still alive today, today would have been his 67th birthday. Anyway, happy birthday to anybody born on the 19th of March. Birthday Corner back for the final time tomorrow on Drive Time. Well, for this week anyway. And that's tomorrow. But right now, it's the MG Jones. I don't understand. And I don't understand. Now there is an Easter duck trail if you fancy joining it in Aylesbury. It is taking place from a week Monday, the 30th of March, goes on until Sunday, the 12th of April, so all over Easter. Children are invited to join in the search for colourful ducks, which are going to be hidden in shop windows. Now, you collect secret letters and crack the final anagram for a chance to win a cracking great prize. See what they did there? Cracking? Yeah? Eggs. I don't have to give it away. Anyway, trail sheets and full details can be found on the Aylesbury Town Council website, and completed entries must be in by 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 21st of April. So that duck trail is taking place from Monday, the 30th of March, till the 12th of April, and you'll find it in Aylesbury in that selected shops. So just go to the Town Council website for more information. Blur on the way, we got some Paolo Nutini and Maxi Priest, all after the news at 5 o'clock. Plus, you know what happens at 5:10. I don't need to tell you karaoke's on the way. Takes up the news at 5, though. Bit of blue, this is All Rise.
Yo. Your Honor, please, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, rejection overruled. Here you go, oh baby.
Against the wall, nowhere to run, and nobody you can call. Oh no, I just can't wait. Now the case is open wide. You'll try to pray, but the jury will decide.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought
you don't know this cat, I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.